الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing inshallah ta'ala in taking a few ayat, a few passages of the Quran from Juz Amma. Yesterday we spoke about Surah At-Takwir. We spoke about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning of the surah, He speaks about six signs before the Day of Judgment and six signs after or on the Day of Judgment. So he spoke about the six signs before. And we said what we'll do inshallah ta'ala, we'll speak about the remaining six signs in the surah that comes after Surah Al-Infitar. Because as we spoke about yesterday in the hadith of Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that if you want to see the Day of Judgment as if though it's before your eyes, read Surah At-Takwir and Surah Infitar and Surah Inshiqaq. Because these surahs are a living example of the effects that will and the events that will unfold on the Day of Judgment. Wallahu a'lam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this surah, Surah Al-Infitar, by saying, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ. He says, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ. These are the four verses we want to take today, inshallah ta'ala, and then return back to Surah At-Takwir. So Allah says, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the skies in the Quran with four different descriptions. And these different descriptions speak to us and inform us about different events or different occurrences that the sky will go through. He refers to the sky as إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ. He also refers to the sky as إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْشَقَّتْ. He also refers to the sky when he speaks to in Surah At-Takwir by saying إِذَا السَّمَاءُ وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. And he says subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Naba وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. So all of these are examples, all of these are descriptions of what will happen to the sky. So what are the differences between these descriptions? The scholars of Islam, they say, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ is a tear in the sky. Is a tear in the sky. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْشَقَّتْ is this tear being ripped a little bit more. When he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ as he does in Surah At-Takwir, is when the skies are completely broken. So you'd see not just the hole or a tear or a rip, but the skies become broken. So you see a large amount of things that through the sky that you wouldn't be able to see. It's completely broken. وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. And as for the sky opening completely, that is the sky where the sky is completely removed. These are all phenomena, all wonders of the next world that we can't imagine, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. So he says here, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ. So when the sky has the initial first rip, the first tear, as if though you've stabbed into the sky, you can see a hole, a piercing through the sky. He says, وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when the kawakib, when the stars are all scattered on the floor, Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about that in Surah Takwir that we spoke about yesterday. One of the signs before the Day of Judgment are the stars begin to fall down. So here he's saying subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ. The stars have already fallen, they are scattered on the floor. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. And this is what Allah Jalla wa'ala spoke about yesterday. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. Where the Sahaba, they said, as Ibn Jarir al-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala mentions on Qatada rahimahullah ta'ala, that the Sahaba used to say, in particular Ubay ibn Ka'ab, he used to say the jinn and the animal kingdom and mankind will gather together. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. They will gather together, as Allah says in Surah Takwir, not knowing, not understanding the phenomena that is going and taking across the world at that particular moment. Where the skies are falling, the stars are falling, it's scattered on the floor. What do? They say, we spoke about it yesterday, the jinn advised them to go to the sea. So they run to the sea, the jinn advising them going to the sea because they think from their understanding that the trials and tribulations of Nuh is about to take place. So let's run to the sea, they said, and mount upon the ships to be saved. But when they go to the sea, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ, the ocean is set alight. It becomes into fire. But this word, فُجِّرَتْ, doesn't just mean it become into fire. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari mentions from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He says, it begins to eat part of it. The ocean, whilst it's fire, it begins to eat part of it over and over again. Qatada rahimahullah ta'ala says that the ocean becomes the place for adab. People will fall into it and they will see them burning. They will see them being eaten up by the fire that the ocean has now become. Then he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ. And then when the graves, they spit out what was in it. Now we return to Surah At-Takwir, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those six signs after the six signs that took place before the Day of Judgment. Some of the signs that Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about in the surah that we just took now in Fitar are signs that take place before the Day of Judgment, are signs that take place directly on the Day of Judgment, in particular, وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ. When the graves begin to spit out all of its contents within it, Allah Jalla wa'ala returns back to Surah At-Takwir. And he says, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. So the first of the six signs that he mentioned in Surah At-Takwir is where he says, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. That when the souls are now paired, they're paired back to the bodies. In Surah Infitar, the bodies that are spat out of their graves. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in Qatada, the bodies will begin to spit out. So you can imagine a body just being spat out on the grave. It's being thrown out of the grave. When this happens, Allah Jalla wa'ala wa'idha nufusu zuwijat, it pairs it, it reunites it with the soul. It reunites it with its flesh. It reunites it so that the soul, the body returns back to how it used to be. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. That all of the young children that were killed, all of the young children that were killed will be asked on that Day of Judgment, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Which sin were you killed for? Now, the magnificence of the Qur'an is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't need to mention everything for us to understand the point. But what He does subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes, that He mentions the thing that wouldn't or shouldn't be asked, so that we can understand from this the gravity, the seriousness of the matter. We all know that, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رُفِي الْأَقْلَامِ, that the pens have been lifted on three groups of people. And he mentions sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as-sabiyun, that the sabi, the child, until he becomes baligh, until he becomes mature. So in this ayah, Allah Jalla is telling us something. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. The child is going to be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Which sin did you do that you were killed? From here, Allah Jalla is telling us that even if the child is asked, the young baby boy or girl, at the moment of being born, in particular the baby girls in the time of the Arabs in the Jahiliyyah, they were babies. They only lived for 2 or 3 days or a few months at the very most. But they will be asked on the Day of Judgment, what sin did you commit for you to be killed in this way? It's an indication from this ayah, this beautiful short statement from Allah Jalla wa'ala, that every single person will be asked and no one will be left. Every single person will be asked, and no one will be left. Then he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. He completes the signs on the Day of Judgment. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And when the scrolls are spread, Qatada rahimahullah ta'ala mentions from Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, he says that every single person will get a scroll, and mankind will be called by their names to catch their scrolls. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, the scrolls will fall from the sky, and mankind will catch it without realizing which hand they catch it from, which hand they catch it with, their right hands or their left hands. So you can now imagine the scene, that while the sky has been cut and split, and the graves have spat out all of its contents, and the souls have been reunited with the bodies, and people are being asked, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And these scrolls are now being spread, and people are catching it without realizing which hand they catch it with. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. He speaks about, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sama, that sky that's cut. That we spoke about already in Surah Infitar. The different types of cuts, it's completely cut. You can see through the sky. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ. And when the sky is cut, and you can see through it. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the fire is brought. In Jarir al-Tabri, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentions on Qatada, وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ. What does سُعِّرَتْ mean? What does it mean for the fire to be سُعِّرَتْ? The best way to understand this before we take the words of Qatada, rahimahullah ta'ala, is that when a person goes to a shop to eat food, and the person and the waiter brings the food to a person, what is the waiter do just before they present the food to the person? He or she may set the food on light a little bit, so it looks really fresh when it's given to you. Especially when a person buys raw meat, or a person eats steak, for example. The moment the food is presented to the person, they put something in the food so that it's blazed a little bit. It's ready for you to eat. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ. Qatada rahimahullah ta'ala says that Allah jalla wa'ala becomes angry. He becomes so angry that he sets the fire ablaze as it's presented to the servants of Allah. He sets the fire ablaze as the fire is presented to the servants of Allah jalla wa'ala. Some of the mufassirun also say that the relevance of this ayah, وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ, coming after وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ, is that when the skies are now torn open and they're ripped and you see the hole through the sky, this is where the adab and this is where the reward will come. The punishment from Allah Jalla will come and the reward of Allah Jalla will come. So you can imagine mankind looking towards the sky. He's never seen the sky ripped like that before. He can see through the sky. What does he see? The hellfire being brought and is ablaze. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ. And then he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. And then Jannah will appear. But Jannah will appear, he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by saying, أُزْلِفَتْ. And أُزْلِفَتْ means that is brought really near. Is brought really near to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is brought near to the servants of Allah jalla wa'ala for one of two reasons. Either as a reward or as a punishment. Because how great of a punishment it is for the servants of Allah who disobeyed him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see Jannah, to see the destination, but not be able to get it. So Jannah is brought close to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a source of punishment or as a source of reward on the Day of Judgment. These are the signs that Allah jalla wa'ala speaks about. As you can see, these surahs in Juz Amma, they have a common theme between them all. And that is, they have that theme of speaking about the Akhirah, speaking about the Day of Judgment. Hence, the majority of them were revealed in Mecca. As we spoke about in our first class, a Makki surah, by its definition, are surahs that are very short in the ayat or in the length of the surahs, but they speak about the Akhirah. Hence, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say that if the first verses in the Quran were to be prohibiting us from zina or prohibiting us from alcohol, you wouldn't find the Sahaba being able to leave alcohol or leave zina. Since the first ayat of the Quran were ayat that spoke about al-akhirah, spoke about Jannah, spoke about an-nar, spoke about the fire and paradise and the Day of Judgment, it strengthened the heart and the resolute of the believers of Allah Jalla wa'ala to be able to leave behind the prohibitions and follow the obligations. Wallahu ta'ala, may Allah Jalla wa'ala make us of those who live by al-Quran and who die by al-Quran and who abide by its commandments. And stay away from his prohibitions. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wa sallallahu wa sallam nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.